Welcome to this edition of the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Doug Fireball Turnbull, here with Bill Elliott Racing driver Trey Poole, driver of the number 91 Ford. And Trey, you've been on the sidelines a good bit of this season anyway, but you did make a great 2010 debut at Lanier National Speedway, driving that number 91 entry in the Pro Late Model race, race number two of Lanier's Super 6 series that they have, where they have a big championship for the Super 6. And although you're not running for the championship, you ran pretty well with the championship contenders. So I guess tell your fans out there a little bit about how that number 91 did.
Yeah, it did real well, you know, especially for being on the sidelines, like you said, as much as we had been. I hadn't raced since September, so it's been just about 7 months, maybe a little more than that, but very pleased with our performance. You know, just me and Casey just went out there, figured, you know, we told each other, you know, we're just going to go have fun, you know, try to get a little more seat time. That's really what this is all about. I haven't been in the seat so much, so I wanted to go over there and get some seat time. And went over there, wound up running good, you know, finished third.
And you finished third. Now, how much adjusting did you have to do on the car to get from that fifth starting spot to third? And that's also by far, I believe, your best finish in late models. So, I guess, tell us a little bit about the progression. And did you, you know, at times you've had to use old tires and all of that. How did the weekend kind of progress as you adjusted on the car there at Lanier?
Yeah, you know, we started over there practice-wise, you know, set it all up there at shop, you know, that's where, you know, where you do your main setup, you know, don't want to touch it much after that, just kind of get it squared away, but, you know, had the guys there at the shop help me out, Ricky helped me out with my shops and all, and we brought it to the track, and, you know, we couldn't get it down there, we wanted to get it traveling a little bit more, so we lowered the front of the car a little bit, and played with the shims and the front end too a little bit, and ended up working good. You know, there's a practice there on Friday night. We went and run that, and we didn't adjust a whole lot after Friday night, because, you know, when you go to practice there from 6 to 8, that's really the time when you're going to be racing the car, you know, temperature-wise, you know, racetrack temperature-wise, all that. So we wanted to get the car pretty neutral for how it was Friday night. We come back Saturday, we made a little bit of adjustment. We took one of the shocks back to the race shop, and we were just trying to fine-tune it there when we got back to the track Saturday afternoon for practice, and we just made a few session runs just to make sure the car was still traveling down, look good on the racetrack. And that's really all we did. We didn't adjust to the track on Saturday because, like I said, it you know, it gets so hot and slick and greasy out there.
Now, Trey, I must say, you know, for a racer and a young guy like you, you sound an awful lot like Chad Knaus. I don't know if that is a compliment or not, but you really know a lot about the race cars. And as a driver, I'm sure that's a really important attribute. And when you were listing the names of people that helped you with the car, of course, you mentioned back at the shop, Ricky Turner, Chase Elliott's crew chief, and some of the other guys that assist with all three of the Bill Elliott Racing entries there. But you also mentioned Casey, and I believe you mean Casey Roderick, the star driver, the guy that's been racing in the ARCA series and got a pole in the number 51 Monolith car. Tell us a little bit about Casey's involvement with your deal over there, and who else helped you on your number 91.
Yeah, that's him. I hired him this week. Yeah.
There you go.
for a little bit of help. No, I didn't hire him, but you know, I you know, started thinking, you know, I'm, you know, Casey's available this week, I'll see if he can help me. So I went there and talked to him and asked him if he'd mind coming over the racetrack hanging out with me and being my quote unquote crew chief for the weekend. And yeah, he said, yeah, well, he'd go over there with me. He said he wanted to go to the racetrack and help me out. He enjoys that. So he came over there, and, you know, we just kind of went from there.
So you had Casey Roderick, and then I think you had your dad, your girlfriend's dad, yep. And Casey's dad. It was a big family affair, right?
Yeah. We had Casey. Casey was there, and then Casey's dad, David, came and helped. And then my dad came, and also Alan Nolan came and helped. He's the guy that helped us all last year whenever we raced. So had a lot of help there. You know, good to have, and just, you know, we really just had a fun time.
Sounded like a family reunion minus the fist fights is what it sounded like to me. So,
yeah.
So Trey, now, just to mention, now, Russell Fleeman wins this race, okay, and Jason Hogan finishes second. So you ran behind two of the masters on at Lanier Speedway and two of the more predominant, you know, short track racers in the South, names you hear all the time, and Shane Sawyer, who's one of the big guys out there, actually finished behind you. So how did it feel to run in the tire tracks and even run in front of some of these really good racers that you've seen mainly running in front of you at Lanier in your past races?
Oh, it was a blast. You know, you go that you know, Super 6 series, you know, it's a good series and all. And well, near, you know, the car count, I think we had 13 cars over there. Which, you know, you see these, you know, big races that, say, for instance, the race at Chase's in this weekend, there are 49 cars went up there, you know, tried to qualify. But there, you just don't see the car count there at the local, you know, really at the local series nowadays. But, you know, the car count may not be there, but you got the talent there, like you're saying, you know, or at least I think you do as far as the great car stuff. But it was fun, you know. I knew I had a good car Friday. I had a good qualifying run. I run the best I've run qualifying there at Lanier. I ran a 13.90. It was the first time I've broken the 14s. Qualified fifth there on Friday. Or excuse me, on Saturday. I think I'm running a cup race here. Saturday we qualified. I knew I had a good car there, you know, also some from practice. But I just kind of bided my time there. And I was running fifth, actually. Right behind those two guys when we come to the white flag, and they got together, and I just drove around the outside of them, landed up third. So being at the right place at the right time, not giving up, you know, keep pressing hard, and, you know, getting everything you can get, because you never know what's going to happen at the end of these races.
That's exactly it. And we've seen some wild finishes at Lanier. Now, with the sprint cars at Lanier this weekend, and them running, them being able to run almost 11-second laps, any talk of Trey Poole get behind a sprint car trying to go super fast, or no?
Not unless anybody wants to let me drive theirs, but that was fun to watch. You know, I've seen them over there one time before, but it was a few years ago. And man, those things are fast. Those huge tires they've got there on the right rear, I swear they look like they're 5 foot wide. But one guy came through the corner just dead sideways, faster than we go through the corner, you know, pointed straight. So it was pretty fun to watch. I've seen it before, like I said. But I guess they're having that show over there one of these weeks coming up here. So anybody that's hadn't ever seen them race, they need to go out to Lanier National Speedway and check that out.
No, but I'm not mistaken, it's this Saturday is what I've been hearing. Well, Trey, it sounds like you've had a lot of events on the track. One quick question. Since you know a lot about the cars, and since Chase and Casey have made it very clear that they know too, and obviously Casey, having been your crew chief this weekend, he knows something. How important is it for a driver trying to sharpen his skills and trying to be good behind the wheel to actually know how to work and set up one of these race cars? Do you think that's absolutely important, or is it just kind of helpful, or does it matter at all?
No, it definitely matters. You got to know what your car's doing. You got to be able to relate to your crew chief or your crew or whoever's working on your car and let them know what's going on. Because, you know, you can be a great driver, go out there on a racetrack. If you can't tell your crew chief what the car's doing, he's not going to go know what to adjust. So, I mean, it's very important. And, you know, that's something, you know, like I've been saying since I spoke to you the first time doing these podcasts or even those radio shows. You know, that's something Bill wants us to learn how to do, because, you know, communication is at least half, no, it's more than half of this whole deal, I personally think, and that's, you know, what we've been told. So, you know, you got to communicate before you can adjust on the car, so one comes before the other, for sure.
Hear that, young aspiring racers listening to the podcast right now? Learn how to set up those cars, even if you're doing the Legends cars and starting out, because that's the way that drivers like Trey, Chase, and Casey can become successful. Trey, we'll check it back in with you when we get back on the track next time. I know you're still trying to iron out those plans, and until then, keep wrenching on the car and getting enrolled in those classes, and we'll see how you do coming up.
Yeah, no problem, and I just want to go ahead and thank everybody that helped me out this weekend. I had a Monolith, actually, which is, you know, Casey's sponsor there. He spotted me for a little bit of tire money there. Also, Gainesville Motorsports and Gain Aviation helped me out a little bit this weekend, so I just want to let them know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, fans, be sure to check out those sponsors. I'm sure there's some links up at BillElliott.com, Bill Elliott Racing site. And Trey, thanks so much for spending your time with us, and we'll check back in with you as soon as possible. Folks, you've been listening to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Tune in soon.